Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We thank you for being here with us. First of all, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise because he doesn't change. I don't care what's going on out here. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, have a lot to pray for, but our God never changes, ladies and gentlemen. The Spirit of the Lord is always with us. And we must continue to pray and believe. Thank God for Jesus. That's all I can say. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the doctor. Will be coming up shortly. Hey, I'm going to give that number. You guys should be tweeting out at least 10 times right now on your from your phone, from your computer, whatever, the number, 347-843-4559. I am convinced everybody on the planet and even on the moon and the other parts of the universe need prayer right now, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. Prayer is such a powerful tool. We thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. The number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited about that. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So I trust you had a great day today. And if you are listening to this live right now and, of course, later on, thank you so much. And we're just so happy for you as well. Also, too, the scripture for tonight, we'll be reading part of the scripture of Psalms 24, verses 1 through 5. Psalms 24, verses 1 through 5. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 24. Also, too, I want to forget, if you do have a specific prayer request tonight or comment tonight as well, we'll be opening up the lines later on. Just hit star 1 on your phone. Star 1 on your phone. We'll put you in queue, and we'll open up the phone lines later on if you so desire. So we want to make sure we don't miss you in that area, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're going to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Word. Amen. Amen. Psalm 24, 1 through 5, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Amen. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and he who hath lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for his powerful and marvelous word. Just read for you Psalms 24, 1 through 5. Thank God for the reading of his wonderful and holy word. Yeah. Amen. 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 And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please put your hands and hearts together for Bishop as we open up this mic. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again tonight. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, we thank you once again for your grace and mercy. God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt that you are doing. God, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Lord, we thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Lord, for your creation, God. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. God, your promises coming to pass in our lives. God, we forever give you glory and honor. Father, tonight, O Heavenly Father, we come to you knowing that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you, Lord, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it, Father God. And God, you sent your word and it healed them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for healing in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight, God, and we lift your name up, God, and we thank you for your magnificent name, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for your miracle every moment. And Father, we pray tonight for that person that is sick, because we know that you are a healer. God, we know that you paid the ultimate price on Calvary. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. But it's with your stripes we are healed. God, we thank you, God, and we decree healing tonight. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We decree life and long life and abundant life. We thank you tonight, God, as we pray for that individual that is sick with cancer tonight. We pray for your miracle, your miraculous move of God. We pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you heal them, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father, we call those things to be not as though they already are. God, we thank you, God, that your word will not return void. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, because you have not lost any power. You have the same authority and the ability that you've always had. And Father, we decree it tonight. We stand and intercede for that family tonight. We intercede tonight as you comfort those that have lost loved ones, Father. We thank you tonight as you strengthen them. And Father God, let them know that you will be there always, even until the end of the world. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you encourage their hearts, Father. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you look on that mother tonight, that family tonight, that child tonight, that daughter, that son tonight. Father, we pray for their families tonight. And God, we thank you for your miracles, God, as you comfort their families, God. We thank you, God, as you're opening doors and you're providing ways that like never before. God, we pray for those people that have lost their jobs, and God, we pray for those that, God, that you will make a way out of no way. If you will supply all of their needs, God, that you will bless them even with that vision that you have placed in their hearts. God, we thank you that you will allow it to come to pass in their lives. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight. We glorify you. And we lift your name up because you are the God of more than enough. You are our creator. You are our way maker. You are our burden bearer. You are our comforter. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for America tonight. We pray for our government, our presidents, God. We pray for our leaders, God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the body of Christ. As you strengthen us, God, as you keep our minds in perfect peace, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And we will decree and declare your word, and we will not be afraid to decree and declare your word. We will not be afraid to own you, O Heavenly Father, but we will decree and declare that you are the all-time God, that you are always doing miraculous things in our lives. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you comfort that child tonight, that individual that's in the hospital tonight, God. We ask you to strengthen them. Father, we even pray, God, as you strengthen those that work in the healthcare system, God. We pray for the doctors, the nurses. We pray for the faculty members, God. We pray, God, as you strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, for every individual that's in the hospital tonight, we pray for their healing. We pray for the miraculous miracle taking place. Father, we give you thanks, God, that they are already healed because you paid the price. And God, we thank you. We are walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, God, that you are still working miracles. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will keep our minds, God, in perfect peace. Father God, your words say, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, and we thank you, God, for your words say, God, no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father, we thank you for total healing of our bodies. We thank you, God, for good health. We thank you for long life. We thank you, God, for the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you tonight, and we decree and declare God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, that our families are blessed tonight. We pray for families. Families are blessed all over this world, God. We pray, God, that your miraculous move of miracles, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for congregations, God. We pray for families, God. We pray for church, God. We pray for the pastors, oh Heavenly Father. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that God, that you will make a way in this hour like never before. That God, that we'll walk in every door that you have opened, that you allowed us to be open for us, that we can walk in. And God, that we will fulfill your purpose in this life, in this earth. God, we thank you for the miracles take place even now. We thank you that our children are blessed. Our children are blessed. We thank you tonight, God, for the vision and the dreams are coming to pass. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, as we pray for our country. We pray for our city. We pray for our communities. We pray, God, for the police officers, God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, as you look on that man that has been incarcerated. Father, we pray for our young black men, our young black men. We pray for safety, protection of their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus against violence. We pray the blood of Jesus against violence, black on black crime. We plead the blood tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to strengthen that mother tonight. Encourage that mother tonight. Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you bless the children as they even going to school. God, let them be safe, God. Let them be safe and protected from this virus that is out, that COVID-19 and the other virus, God. Protect them, God, even from cancer, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. God, we thank you, God, that you will protect them from peer pressure, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you will save them, God, and save them to the utmost, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, you're saving the backsliders. You're saving, God, that man that's incarcerated, that child is incarcerated on tonight. God, we ask you for a miracle, God. We ask you for a miracle in their lives, God. We ask you, God, that you would direct their path. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word says everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. Father, we thank you for your assurance tonight. God, we speak and we decree and declare, God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Father, we know it's already done. Father, we know it's already done. It is already done. The miracles are already taking place. The manifestation is already taking place. God, we thank you for the job already, God. We thank you for the more and enough, Father, even now. We thank you, God, that you open the door for families to receive a home, God. We thank you, God, that you're providing, God, in every way in their lives for every need. And Father, we thank you as you bind families together. Unite families in this hour, God. Give them a peace that passes understanding. And Father, we glorify you for what you've done. We thank you for every miracle. We thank you for another day. This is the day that you made. We will be glad in it, and we will rejoice. We thank you for the small things, Lord, in life. We thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to talk, feet to walk. We thank you for food and shelter. We thank you for your many mercies, your goodness and mercy. You have protected us from danger time and time again. Father, we thank you tonight. And God, we ask you to look on the Marie families everywhere. Comfort them, Lord. Be with that mother tonight, God. Be with that child tonight, oh Heavenly Father. Be with them and comfort them as never before. Let them know, God, that this is not the end of the world, that you will take them through this situation. You will comfort them, God, when it seems like all hope is gone. And Father, we give you praise tonight. We give you glory. We thank you, God, that we're walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you for every miracle that you're going to perform and that you've already performed. We thank you for the doors at the time that we're living in, the season of life that you have allowed us to be in. God, we thank you for this is an open door that we're standing before, God, that you have opened the door. You have made a provision. God, we thank you for that opportunity. And Father, we don't give you we will give you glory for it. And we will not allow it to just pass by and we not take advantage of it, God. But we'll give you glory for it. We thank you for your word. Your word said weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you, God, for joy is coming. And God, we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. We pray for families everywhere. Comfort us, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep our minds stayed on you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for every prayer warrior tonight. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, as you continue to send revival in the earth realm, Lord. Save, God. Deliver, set free. In Jesus' name, reveal, expose, and destroy. God, reveal it, expose, and destroy. If evil, reveal it, expose, and destroy. And thank you for the miracle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for you, prayed for our wives and husbands, prayed for our family members, ladies and gentlemen, prayed for our neighbors, prayed for our county, city, our world, our state, our federal government. Everybody's been prayed for tonight. So we thank God for the man of God tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. As we always like to hear from Doc as well, Dr. Denise Crenshaw as well. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer tonight. Amen. Praise God. And praise God for the word of the Lord. Praise God. As Bishop was praying tonight, certainly we have nothing else that we can hold on to in this season, in this hour, but the word of God. Grants may wither, the flowers may fade away, but the word of the Lord may stand forever. But I want to encourage all of us that are listening tonight is really begin to seek God for the gift of discernment, the gift of discernment, so that we will not only just pray, but we will be watchful, praise God, that God will reveal things even before they happen. The word of the Lord tells us, praise God, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger would not follow. So something that did not really come from God, usually something in your gut is just telling you something is just not right about this. So as we, as people of God, and the season and the hour that we live in is so crucial that we ask and seek God for the gift of discernment. I'm reminded of the scripture in Acts, the 27th chapter, when Paul, and he was getting ready to go on this voyage on the ship. He said, I perceive that this journey is going to be dangerous. I perceive. What was it? What was he really talking about? The spirit, the power of God on the inside of him, the perception of a thing, that something about this journey is going to be somewhat disastrous. See, the Lord's going to speak to us. The Lord is going to cover us. God is going to cover his people. He's going to speak. He's going to forewarn us of things that are to come. But we must be in a place that we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We're paying attention, praise God, and we're able to hear the voice of God and comprehend what the Lord is saying. So never before this season and this hour, we need the perception of the Holy Ghost, praise God. And it was something about that journey that Paul was able to recognize. And it was just like he said it was going to be. And if we read the scripture, we find out, praise God, that ship, praise God, just began to break into pieces. Praise God, but no man was destroyed. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. If God shows you a thing, that means he's already made a way of escape to protect and cover us by the blood of Jesus. He's not just showing us things, praise God, for us to talk about it. Praise God, for us to feel like that we are more spiritual than the other person, but God shows it to us so we can be protected. Our families can be protected. Our homes can be protected. But we as a people of God must be watchful. We must pay attention, praise God, and pray that the Lord will allow the gift of discernment to rise as never before in our lives and in this season. But we had got nothing else to hold on to. Even though that ship broke into pieces, they were still holding on to pieces, and it made it to the shore, and they all were safe. Even though things are chaotic, praise God, things are happening all over the place. Amen. We got wars and rumors of wars and wars in Afghanistan. God knows we need to be praying for those families. My heart goes out to those families, those that are there and can't get out. Praise God. You know what? We all think about God, that could have been me. That could have been some of my family members. Praise the Lord. We ought to be grateful and thankful for where we are right now and that we're safe in the arms of Jesus. Praise God. But we must pay attention. Amen. And know, praise God, the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give life and life more abundantly. So as we seek God, amen, as we stay close to him in this season and this hour, ask him to open up our spirit to the gift of discernment, to be able to perceive and know and sense something is about to happen here so that we can be sure to be in the right place at the right time, praise God, and that we'll continue to be covered by the blood in Jesus. The angels of the Lord encamp about us, and we must continue to speak the word of God into the atmosphere. No plague. Not all of this stuff that's going on. We got to keep on speaking the word of God because that's all we got. That's all we got, people. Praise God. No plague should come nigh my dwelling. Have faith in God. Hold on to the word. And when you've done all the stand, we got to keep on standing. Stand ye therefore. When you've done all the stand, we got to keep on standing and speaking the word into the atmosphere. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe via the internet, it's prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's awesome wife, ladies and gentlemen. So we're getting ready to go to the lines as well. But also, too, Bishop, I want to let you know we had a prayer request from California. Just came in. Daughter has COVID, and her son, the daughter's son, has COVID just recently. Gotten COVID, so the mother is and the grandmother is praying for prayer, you know, asking for prayer tonight for their daughter and her grandson tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, also too, I want to open up the lines tonight before we turn it back over to Bishop. We're going to either mention your last four digits. Actually, I'm going to mention your last four digits, and feel free to share at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the line. The last four digits are 8138. You're live on the air with Bishop for your prayer request or comment. Thank you, sir.
Yes, I'd like to thank the Bishop for that awesome word and Dr. Crenshaw for the knowledge. I would like a prayer for domestic violence. I had a friend that was married for like 10, 15 years and never knew that they was being abused. So I want to pray for domestic violence because it's a hidden tragedy.
Amen. Amen, my brother. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your time on that prayer request, which is so needed right now in our families all across the globe. So we thank God for you. I'll give you a few more seconds. Anyone else have a prayer request or a comment? Just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone. We'll get you there. Don't want to miss anybody tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. At this time, I will open up the lines again for Dr. Crenshaw in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Doc, thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. I just want to, I know Bishop did address this in his prayer, but I want us to certainly continue to pray for the children in school that COVID-19 seems to be attempting to attack families and children. We want to just pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus in the schools, and that the children will be safe, and that most of all that God will give the leadership wisdom of ways that they can make sure that these children are protected. He that lacketh wisdom asketh of God. We want to pray for wisdom for our school leaders and pray that God will cover our children, grandchildren, and families as they attempt to go back to school.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Doc. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise for that mother and the daughter that has COVID, the son that has COVID. We pray, God, because we know that you are a miracle worker. God, you said in your word where two or three are gathered as. And Father, this is no different, God, as we stand in agreement tonight, attack that enemy. For because your words say that you have come to have life, that we may have life and life more abundantly. Father, I thank you as you heal them tonight, Father. I thank you as you heal their bodies tonight, as you strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we call it so even now. Your words say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement, God, with your word and know that you watch it over your word to perform it. And it must come to pass in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, against violence in marriages, God. We pray against that violence, God. We pray against it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray against that spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that's been sent out to try to destroy families. Father, we ask you to reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Father God, we call it done in the name of Jesus. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Reveal, uncover it, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, uncover it in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for that individual that's been abused, God. We pray for their strength and their endurance and overcoming. And Father, we thank you, God, as you give them wisdom to move on with their lives. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that no evil shall come near their dwelling and no plague shall be able to take us over. And Father, we pray for the children, God, as the children is going to school, the small ones, the big ones, the children in school, but God, we ask for your protection. God, we pray for wisdom of the teachers, God. We pray for the wisdom of the parents as they send their children off to school, that they will return home safely, God, that they will return home healthy, God. They will leave home healthy, Father. And Father, we pray for the protection of their minds and their bodies. We pray, God, for their good health in the name of Jesus. We pray for the faculty members, the teachers. We pray, God, that you cover them under your blood. And Father, we'll forever give you praise for all that you've already done and the things that you're going to do in days to come. Father God, we dethrone that attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. We plead the blood, and God, cover them in your blood. And Father, we forever give you thanks, and we already call it so, and we come against every spirit that tries to destroy families and to try to destroy people's lives in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for endurance. God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your word said you will raise up a standard against it. And Father, excuse me, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are a keeper. And Father, we thank you in the Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Tinker. Yes, yes. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I love prayer when Bishop and Doc speak about prayer and what's going on in our nation, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, because things change, ladies and gentlemen. That's why prayer is so important, because the situation changes when we pray. When we pray, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please know that we're always praying for you behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. We're thinking about you. We want to encourage you to have more prayer in your homes. With your families and friends and coworkers, and, you know, call people, text them, let them know, just drop them a quick line to let them know you're praying for them, specifically those that are in healthcare today. They all need just a little encouragement. I have a lot of colleagues and friends and wonderful people I met in healthcare, and you need to encourage them each and every day. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, just a word from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, word from the Lord. And make a difference in one's life. And we thank God for you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us tonight. Prayer is mandatory. It's always been mandatory. But I think it's way, 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 way up the top of the list nowadays. Of course, so much going on today. We must cover ourselves in prayer and pray. Don't forget that you can pray for yourself, right? You can pray for yourself. When you can't get somebody on the phone or on the social media, guess what? You can just stop and pray for yourself. I know that works because God will honor your prayer unto him each and every day. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of your evening. I want you to take care of yourself. As doctors share with you so many times, take care of your immune system. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a doctor, but you need to use wisdom, and you need to take care of your immune system properly. And also wear that mask, ladies and gentlemen, and use wisdom in that area as well. It's not over. It is not over yet, so we want to make sure you're protected and that you do what you need to do for you and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, God gives us wisdom, folks, to navigate these waters of life each and every day. So let's continue to do that in Jesus' name. Hey, well, have a great evening. I want you guys to have a great rest of the week as well. Time is moving on, which is supposed to do. I guess time doesn't stand still, so it has to move on. So we got to just keep up with it and do the things we need to do each and every day for ourselves. Enjoy your wonderful life, and we just thank God for you. I'm going to leave you with Donnie McClurkin. He's talking about holy, holy, holy. And remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Pinchot.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Holy and hallowed God.
Holy.
sacred and sovereign Savior, righteous and redeeming God, worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise. We will bow before you. Raise your voice.
If we just meditate on God's holiness, ladies and gentlemen, there's healing in that holiness. There's healing in that meditation before the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let's leave out as we give God another hand clap of praise, for truly he is holy. God bless you. See you next time on Prayer Time.